just Laura's.
Hi, Stephen. It's Laura with Local Splash about the Google listing.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. I wanted to check back in with you. I got your email. Do you have some time? Is it a good time for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect, perfect. So to get everything started, it takes me about 10, 15 minutes max. I do get your basic information. I set up an onboarding call based off of your availability. We get payment, and I send everything over to you through text and through email. Okay? Now, do you have any questions before we get started?
Yeah, I'm looking back at the email, the original one.
Mm-hmm.
So how long did you say it would take to get me on the first page of Google?
Great question. So there's going to be two parts to this. So your ads on Facebook, those are going to be 7 to 14 days. Now, for you to pop up first page for each one of your keywords, you're looking at a max of 45 to 60 days. Now, you do get a dashboard. That dashboard, you'll have access to it right away today. So I'll actually log you into the dashboard. And in your dashboard, you're going to be able to see, track your progress, see where we're at, and you'll be able to access that whenever you'd like as well. That's going to be completely yours.
Okay. So why does it take so long to get all that accomplished?
Yes, so that's a great question. So there's a few different steps to it. Now, the first main thing is the Google Business Profile, which you already have. So that is, you know, that already helps out tremendously. But there has been times that when we get admin authorization to the Google Business Profile, Google might have some type of problem and needs verification that we're allowing it. So sometimes that, it rarely happens, but sometimes that does happen. Now, that's one of the main reasons why we say 45 to 60 days, because if we have any issues, those are being taken in consideration. Typically, does it take that long? No. But it's we'd like to under-promise and over-deliver. That's why we give you that timeline. But the other thing of why it does take some time as well is because it's the search engine optimization part that we have to do. So we do have to clean up the internet for your company information, make sure it's completely accurate. Also, if we need to put in any of your company info, again, to make it all accurate, because Google works like a robot, that's what we're going to be working in the background for each keyword. So you're going to be slowly going up higher and higher on the list, but for you to pop up first on that first page, it's approximately 45 to 60 days. And again, we do like that process to be a lot sooner. But we don't want to give you any type of false promises or false hope or anything like that. We do like to be realistic with you. And hopefully we can do it sooner. I really do.
Right.
Does that make sense?
The Facebook ads, we all run those just for my areas?
So you're going to tell me what cities, counties, or zip codes you want to target, or I can do a mile radius. I do have here in the notes a 30-mile radius. So I can also do that. It's up to you and how you want to get your campaign started and, of course, where you want work.
Okay. Yeah.
Any other questions?
And y'all handle everything, correct?
Yes. So we take care of your whole campaign, but I do want to make it clear in the beginning. So you are going to have an onboarding call, which is about 45 minutes to an hour long. That's where we verify everything. If we need to keep in communication with you to get certain things, for example, pictures of the work that you've done, mission statements, if we need to get something situated, of course, we get in contact with you so we can make sure everything's going. So we're mainly, there's going to be a lot of contact in the beginning, but as soon as everything is already taken care of, it pretty much is hands off. Unless you have any questions, you know, you call us and or you can call me as well directly. But in the beginning, it's just setting everything up.
Okay. Now, as far as me setting things up, I'm not too tech savvy, so how difficult is all gonna be for me?
It's not too difficult. So I do have a lot of clients that they prefer not to use technology. I've even had a couple Amish clients as well. So we definitely find work around that. It really is. So I'll make sure to put down you're not big on technology, which is fine, but it shouldn't be any type of issues when we're asking for pictures of the work that you've done. And if you don't have any, we do use stock photos until you can send us them. You'll be able to upload it directly to your dashboard. If you have issues with that, you can email them as well directly to us, which makes it easier. There really isn't necessarily too much tech-savvy things that you need because, again, you already have the Google Business Profile, and that typically is what takes the longest amount of time. So I don't see there being much issues technology-wise.
Okay, because I did the Google Profile page myself, so I guess if I can do that, I can...
Yeah, honestly, where I typically have issues with people with technology is the Google Business Profile side because you have to do the video and sometimes it's a little confusing. But I mean, if you did that, I don't think we'll have any issues.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you already have a Facebook page or would you like us to make one for you?
I have a Facebook page already.
Okay, that's great. So we'll, when you have your onboarding call, we'll get access to that as well. Again, these are all very easy things and we'll be there to help you step by step, even if you have problems with it. So let me, your Facebook page isn't on your Google Business Profile. So that's something we'll want to do as well to make it easier for your clients. And that's something we would take care of on our end. Do you have any other questions for me before I move forward?
Not that I know of, and it's no contract, correct?
Correct. There's no contract. I do go over the voice verification before we charge your card. The only condition that we have for when it comes to canceling is please call us 3 days before your billing is due. That's all. There's no early termination fees, nothing like that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have first name Stephen, last name Cox. I got that off your email. I'm assuming it's the correct spelling on there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then the email that we were, the Energy Solutions Installation, is that the email that you want to have on your website as well or have your, oh, you have your website already. Have, let me see. Oh, that's right. You have a good website. Okay, that's good. That looks like that's already taken care of. So the email that we were communicating on, is that the email that you want us to communicate with you moving forward, or is there another email?
Yes, please.
Okay. What email do you want to use?
Oh, the one.
Or the same one. Okay, sorry. this number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
What number do you have?
I have a 205-600-1812.
Yes.
Okay. Company name, I have, sorry, go ahead.
I have a Verizon business account that is linked to my personal cell phone, so, but we have three different numbers.
Oh.
But we,
okay.
We want them in, 600-1812 is our main business line for people to call us.
Okay. Okay. So we'll leave it as that then. That's fine on there. Now, company name, I have Energy Solutions Insulation LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
Address is 6404 Clay Palmerdale Road in Pinson, Alabama, 35126.
Yes. Now, do we have to put that? Because we... Like, this is my home also. I run it out of my garage for now. So we're not a, I guess, we're not a business where we have customers come to us.
That is fine. I was actually going to ask you as well if you want me to hide the address. Because if it is your home, you obviously don't want people coming to your home. I would assume so. Okay.
In an office down the road, but for now, if we could hide that.
Yes, of course. I'll put it down to hide the address. And I believe you have it hidden right now as well. So that is, you do have it hidden. So that's great. All right. Now, for people authorized on the account, Stephen, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Yes.
Who are we adding?
Clint, Leslie.
Let me make sure. IE?
Yes.
And then first name, did you say Clint? C-L-I-N-T?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, let me see here. My onboarding team, they're going to research the area to find out what's searched the most. So what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
Blow-in insulation.
Okay.
Wall insulation.
Okay.
And that's basically it for now. We're eventually going to do spray foam insulation once we have our everything bought for that.
Okay.
We can add the...
Absolutely. So what I'll just have you listed for right now is going to be blow insulation, wall insulation. When you do get what you need to do the spray foam insulation, you can either call me so I can add it on one of your keywords, or you can also do it yourself on your dashboard. But again, I mean, I know technology is not, if you can't figure it out, you can always call me and I'll do it for you. So don't even worry about it. Okay.
Okay.
Now your onboarding call, that's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window as well. I have some availability today. And I also have tomorrow and Friday. When works best for you?
What do you have for this afternoon?
I have, so your central time, I have a time between 2 and 3.
Okay.
I also have between 4 and 5.
Okay, let's do 4 and 5.
Okay, 4 and 5 today. Okay, I'll email you over the Google invite for that as well. And that not needed. You have a Facebook page already. You have your website, which is great. Now for specific target areas. So again, I can put down 30-mile radius, but if you want to target specific cities, counties, or zip codes, you just let me know what to put down.
Yes, I mean, certain cities, counties.
If you know the cities, I can look up what counties they belong to, if you don't know the counties.
Oh, I know them.
Oh, perfect. All right, you can list them off. I'm going to look them up right now to make sure I have the spelling correct as well.
Okay, obviously Pinson.
Okay, give me 1 second. So Pinson is located in Jefferson County. Do you want me to put down the whole county?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so we'll do Jefferson County. Okay, which one's the next one?
St. Clair.
Okay. Okay, I have St. Clair County. I'm ready for the next one.
Let's do Shelby.
Okay, I have Shelby. I'm ready for the next one.
Do you need, that's basically all of them for now. You could do Blount County.
Blount?
Blount,
Oh, Blount. Okay, I found that county. Is there another county?
that's it. Do you need the cities also, or just you're just putting the county, the whole area?
I'm putting the whole county, the whole area, but if there are cities that are outside of those counties, I can pick them as well. But if the counties cover them, then we should be fine on that.
Okay. That's perfect.
Okay. Perfect. So, take a look here. So hours of operation so far, what you have is Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and weekends closed. Do you want to keep it that way?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So we'll leave it that way. Now the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Give me just a second. Let me look.
Yeah, no worries.
Has both names.
Okay. Let's do your name then. Does it just show Stephen Cox, or is there a middle initial?
It just shows Stephen Cox.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the Clay Palmerdale Road one?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And one second. I am ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
4313-6909-0000-2801.
Perfect. That was a lot of zeros there.
Yeah.
And when does the card expire?
6/28.
And the security code?
199.
Perfect. Now, we do put a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you or take your information. You can answer whatever you'd like. Pick whichever one you'd like as well, just as long as you remember the answer. So it's either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what is that?
Lemley, L-E-M-L-E-Y.
Perfect, all right. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is going to be the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. So if you have any questions, you feel free to stop me. And also, like I did say, you're going to receive everything through text and through email before we get off the line. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Energy Solutions Installation, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Cox, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we will call you from the 877 number, and then also we will ask you that security question so you know it's us calling. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, we're going to get everything sent over to you through email and through text, and I am going to log you into your dashboard before we get off the line as well. I'll send you a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. So, again, I know technology isn't the easiest sometimes, even for a lot of people. So the video really does help you out. It explains to you how to be able to track your results and see everything. It's very useful. So let me send that over to you. Okay, got the YouTube video. Perfect. And let me make sure that you are receiving the automated messages. It's telling me, are you able to receive text messages at the 1812 number?
I'm not sure on that. Can you try my other line?
Yes. Let me put that down because it's giving me an error code on my end. So, what is a number that I can send? Sorry, go ahead.
Can you put my personal cell phone number down for y'all anytime y'all reach me?
Yes. What is your personal line?
It's 205-532-6059.
I'm going to repeat that. 205-532-6059.
That's correct.
Okay. Let me resend you all the messages as well. Okay, so send you the YouTube video. I'm also going to send you a text message that I know in my email, my signature is on my contact info, but I'll send you a text message with it as well so you can have that on your messages. Okay, send that. And then I'll send that to you. Sorry, you're going to be receiving it a few messages. that got sent. And then let me see if the other messages got sent to your cell phone. Okay. Those got sent to you. I'm going to send you you are going to get an automated message that's going to have your username and password for your dashboard. Hopefully you receive it before we get off the line right now, so I can log you in. If not, we can do it later on today on your call. I just sent you a link. The link says mylocalsplash.com/terms, and it has your phone number. If you can open up that link for me, please.
Yeah, I got it open.
Perfect. So this is basically letting you know what we're going to do, which is going to be optimizing your Google business profile. If you need to go on any of the directories listed, we can do that for you as well, even though I already see you're on some. So we can talk about that later. It goes over Facebook ads, some other programs that Google offers that if you ever want to venture into, you can always call me. It goes over what we charge you, what we will charge you. You can always put your account on seasonal hold. We don't charge you. Also, you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on the two boxes and then type in your name exactly the way that it looks. And when you click confirm, it takes you into the dashboard login.
Okay. Username and password.
Yes. So your username will be your phone number, but your business line. But your password, it still hasn't been sent out to you. You may or may not be able to get back to that page as well. On the text message that's going to be sent to you that has your username and password, that there's going to be the link so you can get back on that page. But as of right now, I would just wait till you receive that. Again, if you can't figure it out later on today when you have your call between 4 and 5, we'll go over all that with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, Stephen, do you have any other questions for me before we get off the line?
No, nothing that I know of.
All right, Stephen. Well, if anything comes up, feel free to reach out. But if not, we'll talk to you in a few hours.
Okay. I just got the password.
Oh, perfect.
So I can...
You can log in, yes. So you'll be able to log in. Your username will be your phone number, your business line. And then the password, oh, I see it. It's fun clicks.
Now, will I change this password or will this be it?
You will be able to change your password. You can do that on your account. We always recommend you to change it to something that you remember, of course.
Okay.
And you can already start, you can upload pictures now if you'd like. In the settings, it allows you to upload pictures. But again, if it's something you can't figure out, which by the way, so far you've been great with the technology, but if there's any issues, you know, we will go over that with you later on today.
Okay.
All right, Stephen. Well, we'll speak with you later on. Any other questions, please feel free to reach out. I'll send you over an email with a Google invite for later on today. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Stephen. Bye.